This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne in London.
I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. And Renee, as soon as you get to London, the Queen has to get out of town.
I don't know why that is, Steve.
I can't imagine. But in any case, Queen Elizabeth is in the United States, visiting Jamestown and Williamsburg, Virginia, today. Yesterday, thousands of Virginians saw the Queen and her husband, Prince Philip, on their first U.S. appearance since 1991. And we have a report this morning from NPR's Adam Hochberg in Williamsburg.
This week's visit marks the third time Queen Elizabeth has been to Virginia during her 53-year reign. That's more than she's visited any other state, perhaps suggesting something of a fascination with this former colony that played such a pivotal role both in the expansion of the British Empire and in the Americans' eventual rebellion against it. But even in this state that was home to revolutionary leaders like Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson, Virginians proved yesterday they're still infatuated with royalty.
Here she comes.
Okay. Oh, good. She's on our side. Philip's on the other side. Yay!
Virginians Susan and Jerry White joined thousands of people who lined a Williamsburg street as the Queen and Prince Philip rode past in a horse-drawn carriage. The royal ride lasted less than 10 minutes, but Yvonne Habis, who came from Tampa to see it, says she'll always remember her brief glimpse of the Queen.
It was a chance of a lifetime. Every day you don't see the Queen of England come down the street, and it was just such a wonderful opportunity.
The royal visit to Virginia is timed to coincide with the 400th anniversary of Jamestown, the first permanent English settlement in America. In a speech yesterday to the state legislature, the Queen praised what she called the ingenuity and idealism that led to the settlement's founding in 1607 under the reign of King James I, Elizabeth's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
We can see in that event the origins of a singular endeavor, the building of a great nation founded on the eternal values of democracy and equality, based on the rule of law and the promotion of freedom.
The Queen also made note of a recent event in Virginia, last month's shooting at Virginia Tech that left 33 people dead. Yesterday, Elizabeth met privately with a group of Tech students, and during her public remarks, she expressed condolences to the victims' families and friends.
On behalf of the people of the United Kingdom, I extend my deepest sympathies at this time of such grief and sorrow.
Today, the Queen is scheduled to take a whirlwind history tour of Jamestown and Williamsburg, similar to one she took during a visit here 50 years ago. But yesterday she recalled that that 1957 trip celebrated the accomplishments only of the European settlers. She praised recent efforts to include the contributions of Africans and Native Americans in what she called a more candid reflection of the Jamestown legacy. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Williamsburg, Virginia.